publicly began to call for increased religious, and especially this community here in Blessed Sacrament, and you listen to all of your help. Darlene, thank you.
Praise be Jesus and Mary. Who am I that I can stand here before you today? And what shall I say to you? And for 30 years now, I have been asking myself these questions every moment of every day. God, why have you chosen me? Why have you given me this immense grace? But in the same way, an immense responsibility. It is a responsibility for all of you people who are on this earth right now. It is also a responsibility that day that I come before God in
heaven.
I have accepted everything that is given to me. But I only pray that I receive the strength to continue on the path that has been chosen for me. Once, the six missionaries, we asked Our Lady, why has she chosen us? And she smiled and answered, I do not always look for the best. And so I can truly tell you that I am an ordinary mortal, just like all of you. And I can tell you that to see Our Lady with my eyes, it is a beautiful thing. But to only see her with your eyes, and to not feel her in your heart and in your prayer, nothing can come from this. I can also tell you that my prayer is the same as your prayer. And my closeness to God is the same as your closeness to God. It all depends on myself, and also, in the same way, it all depends on you. I can only witness to you here tonight as a living witness that God is alive and that He is here among us. He has not gone away from us. But we people have gone away from Him. But Our Lady is such a dear, dear mother that she does not ever want to leave us. She never wants to leave us alone. She is showing us the true path so that we do not get lost. I can tell you that in 1981, I was a young girl just like any other young girl, 15 years old. Although I was raised in a Christian family, I had never heard before that the Blessed Mother had appeared to them anyone, or that this was even possible. But on the 24th of June, 1981, a very ordinary walk changed my entire life. That year, my family was living in the town of Mostar, and my friend Miriana, her family was living in the city of Sarajevo. So when the school year was finished, we would return to the village of Medjugorje, back to our homes. So that afternoon of June 24th, 1981, my friend Miriana and I met in the field waiting for other children to gather. And we had a very regular conversation, just like any girls at that age would. And as we were waiting for the other children to come, we grew tired and decided to walk back to our homes. To this day, I do not know why my head was drawn to turn toward the hillside. And why did I automatically say, "This is Our Lady"? I nudged my friend Miriana and I said, "Look up, it's Our Lady." But she did not look up, and she only said to me, "What are you talking about? What do you mean, Our Lady?" And so I remained quiet, and we continued on our way home. Near the first homes on the outskirts of the village, we met up with Milka. She was Maria's sister, who was going out to look for some sheep. I do not know what she could see in my face. But she asked me, "Milka, what's happening to you? Why do you look like that?" The three of us returned to the spot. And those three saw the same thing that I saw. And at that time, I remember that we were praying and singing and crying. In the meantime, a girl named Vitska came along and could see that something was happening with us. When we told her that we could see Our Lady, she took off her shoes and ran home. On her way, she met up with two boys named Iman and told them what was happening. And the three of them returned to that spot. And they also saw what we were seeing. Our Lady was standing about 400 to 600 meters from us. And she was motioning to us with her hand to come closer. But even though there were now more of us, we were still too afraid to go closer. I do not know how long we stayed at that spot. But I do remember that some of us went back to our own homes, while the rest of us went into that very first home we came to, in which the adults were gathered around the table celebrating the feast of St. John the Baptist. And I remember that we burst into that home full of fear and tears and excitement, and we said, "We have seen Our Lady." And I remember that there was a bowl of apples on that table. And those adults started to throw the apples at us. And they said to us, "Are you normal? Have you gone mad?"